Welcome to episode 15, I'm gonna say. You guys know what it is, you know what's happening for the things, it's in the title. Yeah, the music you can hear now is by Ego Cheap. Go check them out, yeah. I said that each time, actual music will be by Apples I'm Home, in case I forget to say that and go listen to the other podcasts we've done. Alright, let's get to the main episode. Right, episode 15, it's 5 autism stereotypes debunked. It's not like an interview episode, I do have a few of them, it's just getting stuff organised and school's coming back and it's just all busy. Yeah. let's get started. Number one. First one is, it doesn't speak at all. Well, before I start, there can't be an autism stereotype. Everyone you hear is wrong. Because there's always some people that have got this, by the way. For everyone, there will be some people, but it's not the majority. That's what I mean by debunked. So basically proven wrong for everyone. Because that's what they're saying. Doesn't speak. Well, it's wrong because, well, I'm doing this. So there is some non-verbal, but they'll find other ways to communicate. But it's not like that for everyone. Because obviously I'm speaking. You could... Could have seen that one already if you've listened. 2. Speaks too much about certain stuff. For most people, that does happen. But there's some that are very reserved. Like for me, I'm constantly speaking about the podcast. My parents will tell you. I'm constantly. Because I think it's fun. That's why. If you can hear the keyboard in the background, sorry. Anyway, yeah, this is, as I say, a short episode, I just need to make it clear. Anyway, back to the actual main thing. Yeah, it speaks too much. Most of the time, it's true. Not all. But again, most. Alright, next one. Special, that's what I wrote down. That's not the right way of saying it, but you know what I mean by it, don't you? Like, stupid. I'm going to say it, that's not the best way to say it at all. Yeah, that's not at all the best way to say it. Special as in... Can't think for themselves. Is how I'm going to use this. Yeah, I think that's the best way of saying it, which... Everyone can speak for themselves, but there's always some people that are a bit harder for them to do more stuff. How can I explain that? There's some people, by the way, that are, you couldn't tell. Most people, really. But... Yeah, it's hard to explain this, isn't it? Special's not the right way of saying it at all. But not everyone's like that. Most people can think for themselves and do. Again, like I'm doing this. I think I'm the example there. Second one. Hyper-focused and is amazing. Most parents, when they've got their kid diagnosed, they automatically think and they'll tell everyone that they're special and they're going to be better in the good way this time. That, in one simplest... There. Simplest way, it doesn't happen. Not everyone is like that. There's some people that are like the last one. They're not good, but they are like it. Again, it depends on the person. This is what this episode's about, saying there's no stereotype. It depends on the person. Most people say, when they've learned it, and they try and be a warrior or whatever, they're amazing, they'll do all sorts. That doesn't happen all the time, and people just need to stop trying to think it will. Don't get me wrong, it can, but it don't expect that. It's nothing, for me, I don't think it's much to do with the autism unless they're non-verbal. I don't think they've got a choice. It's usually how they're brought up. If you don't bring them up properly and you just don't care, well, you're wrong. Yeah, you're the problem. And if you always get them too much help, then they could have been in this category. And then you wonder why, but if they get too much help, they'll go from... Could be amazing, amazing brain, etc., etc., to special. That's my main problem with all this stuff is that it's not, it don't work in a way. If you automatically just assume they're going to be good or you assume they're going to be bad, well, the assume is the problem. It's like, just treat it as if you've got a normal, or neurotypical, normal's not the right way of saying it, but I knew what I meant. You might not, but I did. Why did my screen just black out? I don't know why my screen blacked out then. I hope that this is still working. It says it is anyway. I'll continue. I'm going to go back over and just revise and repeat it. It's not going to be a long episode though. Yeah, can't make friends is the fifth one. That is absolute trash, right? If you assume that, yeah, no. I've got loads. That's not meant to be a brag. I've got... And most people do. There's a few that are in our school that do. There's some that don't, again. But... Yeah, all of these, it depends on the person. And they're different each time. I'll just go over for top 5 stereotypes that are just wrong. I need to think of a catchy clickbait title, don't I? doesn't speak, we've gone over that. I'm speaking now. Special, that's free though. Why am I going to free? I need to count properly. Maybe I'm special. I'm having too much fun saying that, aren't I? Like, way too much fun saying special. It's not right. Anyway, what was second? Speaks too much. That is most of the time, but there's always people that don't do it because there's the ones that don't speak. There's not a stereotype. If I want you to take one thing away from this, like, 5-minute episode, never mind, this bit's gone to 6 minutes, is there's not a stereotype. That's about it. There's not a stereotype, and don't assume there is. How should I explain that better? That's how I can explain it. I do have more episodes, by the way, coming, which will dive into more subjects deeper. This is just like a what sort of stuff we're going to cover. I do have more interviews as well. I can't announce who, just in case last minute cancellations. Which has happened before. I'm not happy with that, but it's happened before. What else is there? Yeah, the special. Again, most people do fine. Some people have it refused that they're not it. They don't have it. When I do. Because they're obviously focused too much. And then there's the hyper-focus, and there's some people that aren't. It's all like the spectrum's massive. Basically, it's about as far as I can go on that one. I think I'm dragging on too much, but I just need to keep on repeating. There isn't a stereotype. And if there is, send me in some on the voice messages on Anchor, please, so I can play them and I'll go through them. Or send something that's been said to you on autism that you don't like. Or you can wait and we'll do a live episode one day. I said that on Facebook. If you don't follow us on Facebook or like it, go over... Because that's where most stuff goes first. Then the last one is can't make friends. Anyone can make friends, no matter what they've got. If you're just not going to let them, or you won't let them socialise, that person's the problem. Okay, that's about it. To the outro. Thanks for listening. I did an interview on the Filming Podcast that should be out soon. Go check them out on Facebook. I'll share it when it's time. If you want to do a live episode, say, if you want to send in a message on Anchor, the link's always in the description. If you want us to do something on a specific subject, I'm taking that in as well. Comment, send a message, or just send a voice message. If you send a voice message, though, not on this, but it gives me permission to use it in an episode, but I don't think I will on this one. But if I do, be aware of that, and if you don't want that, just send in a normal text type thing. DMs are open on all of them. On the page, on Instagram they're open, and on Twitter they're open. A lot to come for the podcast, guys, soon. Like, this episode, just because I'm sorting stuff out on the go, and I've got school. So there might be a drop in quality for a little bit, but don't worry, it'll get right back up. Thanks for listening. Intro music is by Ego Cheap. You might be hearing Ego Cheap now, depends on how I edit this. And outro music now, that will be in like 5 seconds, is by Apples I'm Home. Go check all of them out. And go check out their YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and the website, theartistickid.com. And go check out past podcasts, most notably one with Anne Haggerty. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.